The American President Barack Obama hosted the White House's first ever U.S. Nordic Leaders Summit in Washington on Friday. The leaders of Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway and Sweden plan to discuss the refugee crisis and Nordic contributions to the fight against the Islamic State group. But the threat posed by Russia was also central to the discussions. Gorm Rai Olsen is a political expert at Roskilde University in Denmark. I asked him whether this unprecedented summit took American-Nordic relations to a new level.
I don't think it's taken it to a new level. I think the relationship between Denmark and, the Scandinavian countries and the U.S. has been good for many years. What is striking this time is it seems as if Obama is interested in hearing or learning about some of the softer issues.
They say that the meeting is to talk about environmental concerns and so forth. But do you think the real element to this meeting is a security issue?
The security community in the Scandinavian countries and in the United States, they are actually in close contact, so they know what is going on.
Do you think Obama really is worried about Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania?
Yeah, there's no doubt the American political establishment is definitely worried about the threats coming from Russia. They are far more upset, at least to my knowledge, than the Europeans. And I spent quite a number of months last year in Washington, D.C., and there's no doubt that the American elite, so to say, is far more concerned about Russia. They are much more willing to take a hard stand, a tough stand, compared to the Europeans.
That was Professor Gorm Rai Olsen speaking to me on the line from Brussels. Experts say that Putin has changed the dynamics of the Nordic-Baltic region and is acting in a way that hasn't been seen since the Cold War. Last month, a Russian aircraft flew over the Baltic Sea, zooming over an American ship. There are also suspicions of Russian submarines, submerged close to the shores of Sweden and Finland. Raminos Vilpisauskas is the director of the Institute of International Relations and Political Science in Vilnius in Lithuania. I asked him how the Baltic states were viewing this meeting between the US and the Nordic heads of state.
This relationship between Nordic countries and the US is seen as important because U.S. is number one strategic partner for the Baltic states in the field of security. It would have, of course, been better if Baltic countries were also invited together, since there is such a format of Nordic-Baltic states, which is practiced, for example, before each EU summit. But even without being in Washington, D.C. today, I think Baltic states leaders are watching U.S. and Nordic leaders meeting, and I think this is a positive sign.
Are the Baltic states fearful of Russia? Do they really believe that they could be under attack?
Well, I think policymakers and population in general is seriously concerned about what has been happening in eastern neighborhood. For example, in Georgia in 2008 and more recently in 2014, annexation of Crimea and aggression against eastern Ukraine, which clearly violates international principles established since the end of the Second World War and the principles on which United Nations is based.
Can NATO effectively protect Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia? Is it realistic, the protection that NATO can offer?
I think NATO can deter possible aggression, and that's the main point.
That was Professor Raminos Vilpisauskas speaking to me on the line from Vilnius. Moscow insists that NATO is using scare tactics to justify the rise of defence spending by European members. Reports say that Moscow's latest response has been to strengthen its own troops along the western border.